This is an executive summary of DST investing with retirement funds and IRAs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Delaware Statutory Trusts, DSTs, are best known as 1031 replacement properties, a way for real estate sellers to defer capital gains tax. But DSTs can also be owned inside a retirement account, and that opens a different set of considerations. A self-directed IRA can hold a DST, but it does so as a cash investment, not a 1031 exchange. There's no capital gains tax inside an IRA to defer, so the 1031 framework simply doesn't apply. That distinction shapes everything: how the investment is funded, what tax issues arise, notably UBIT on leveraged DSTs, what kind of custodian you need, and whether a long hold, illiquid DST is even suitable for retirement money. This guide explains how DSTs work in a self-directed IRA, how cash investors differ from 1031 investors, the UBIT and UDFI issues that leverage can create, the custodian requirements, and suitability considerations for retirement accounts. This is educational information, not tax, legal, or investment advice. DST interests are securities offered through a broker-dealer to accredited investors after a suitability review, and you should verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax and retirement advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.